just pray over the offering also. You know, we believe for a harvest. Amen. Not only that, but, you know, some things that we've been praying out too, just in prayer, is a new facility. Amen. And because, you know, the devil doesn't want this church to really build momentum. You know, anything spirit-filled, the devil hates. And, you know, that's where we're tonight. I want to pray over your offering. Those who, Lord, who've sown into the kingdom. Father, I just thank you that it is a seed into the kingdom of heaven tonight. Lord God, that we sow not unto men, but unto God, Lord. And I speak that there is blessing coming upon people like never before. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that there in Malachi, you said that you would rebuke the devourer for your sake, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the devourer is rebuked in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. How many of you know that the devourer has been rampant with people? Meaning stealing their finances here lately. We've gone from the virus and in, you know, people in quarantine, and now we're seeing riots and we're seeing people lose their livelihoods, and we need God. You know what? We need to be led by the Holy Spirit. We need to kind of, you know, really trust in Him. You know, we see there where in the Old Testament, we don't have time to go there, but Jacob, you know, when the Philistines came along, it says that he sowed seed and he gained 100-fold, and it says that the Philistines were jealous because it was during a time of famine. So, you know, can you imagine God's, you know, the seed through Abraham, Jacob, that God blessed, that, you know, when everybody else is broke and busted and disgusted, that I believe that, and the Bible says that He's going to provoke the Jews to jealousy through us. Amen. And I believe that in these end times, and especially everything that's going on, that the Bible talks about the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. So, you know, we can definitely, you know, put our trust in that. Let's look at Acts chapter 10. I want to read a few scriptures. I want to jump into some prayer tonight. And like Adrian said, it's not going to be just everything that's going on. We just feel like praying, you know, just to pray out some things and pray out a supply. And there's one area that I want to talk about, and this is to build your faith tonight, about when we go to prayer. Acts chapter 10, verse 1 through 7, we're going to start with verse 1, and it says, "And there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band." So he was with an Italian band, huh? Okay, I didn't know that happened back then. Anyway, "a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always." So Cornelius was somebody who gave to poor people. He gave alms to people, and then he also prayed to God always. So he was somebody that was hot after God. He was running after God. And then the next verse it says, "And he saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he had looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him," here we go, this is one we get to tonight, "Thy prayers and thy alms are come up for memorial before God." So we see that those things that Cornelius sowed, right? He sowed money and he sowed prayers, and the angel came to him and said, "Hey, God sees the money that you've been given, and he sees the prayers that you've been going up," right? Let's because it says there specifically, "Your prayers and your alms are come up for memorial before God." Guys, I believe that the devil wants to come along and try to get us convinced that our prayer is ineffective, that everything that's going on in the world, that we don't have the power, and God doesn't hear us. That is completely false. 2 Chronicles 7:14, I'm going to read this quick here because I want to get over into prayer, some prayer time, but it says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face." So there's two qualifications here. Well, there's some other one. Number one, you got to humble ourselves, right? What does humbling mean? Now, the world system is they're going to be able to figure it out themselves. They got this all under control. You know, they're going to use political moves or money, or we're just going to throw money at the deal, or, you know, taxpayer money, or we're just going to, you know, we've got it all figured out. And if we come to the place where we understand that we don't have it figured out, God's the one that has got to get bail this out. Because right now, nobody's going to figure this problem we have out, and we're going to have to pray it out, the things that are going on right now. But it says here, we will humble ourselves, number one, and we'll pray. And then number three, we're going to seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, right? We don't have to submit to wickedness. We don't have to submit to sin. We don't have to submit to garbage, you know, that the world system, the Bible talks about the world system, right? The world system. We don't have to submit to any of that junk. But it says here, and then what does the Lord say? That I will hear from heaven. So when we go to God, he hears us. So we see there in Acts chapter 10, what was that? Verse 4, that God heard the prayers and the alms, and they were memorial before him. We see here in 2 Chronicles 7:14, and it says that he will come and he will hear us, right? So if we are humble ourselves, pray, seek his face, turn from our wicked ways, then I will what? Hear from heaven. Now, God doesn't listen to the proud. So we've got to humble ourselves. And then it says he's going to hear us from heaven and will forgive our sins and will what? Heal our land. We need our land to be healed, don't we, right now? And then we also see in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, I'll read this, and it says that from that time Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The very first thing that Jesus began to preach was repent. What did he do? He took over John the Baptist's whole focus, his whole life was to prepare the way for Jesus. And what was that? To preach repentance. Because he says, no, I'm not the one. The one that's coming after me, he's the one that's going to be the Messiah. He's the one whose, you know, sandals I'm not worthy to unlatch, right? And then what did Jesus do? He picked up right there, which was repent. What is repent? It's turning from our ways. So it's a heart condition. It's not just, oh, I've got to stop doing this stuff now. It's a want to change. It's a want to, right? We're seeing on TV where there's a lot of people who don't care about other people. They don't care if they hurt other people. They don't care if they destroy other people's livelihood. They don't care. That's not the heart of God at all. Amen? So, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, especially in the news lately. And, you know, I feel for those people out there. So we definitely, you know, we want to pray for those people. And I just, you know, coming out of the quarantine, and especially business owners and people who have small businesses, you know, they're trying to get things going, and then several of those people, you know, their livelihoods are destroyed, their businesses are destroyed. You know, definitely, we definitely need, you know, definitely pray for those people. And then I want to look at 1 John 5:14 and 15, and it says this, and this is King James, this is the confidence that we have in him, meaning God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Well, I believe God wants to heal this land, right? I believe that God wants to do a supernatural thing. I believe that God is just like there in the book of Acts, the second chapter, that you know, that Peter was quoting the prophet Joel, saying that he's going to pour his spirit upon all flesh. Whether you're black, white, man, woman, whatever it is, you know, whatever nationality, it doesn't matter. God said he'd pour his spirit upon all flesh. And then he says here in verse 15, and well, let's look at 14 again, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. One of the qualifications or one of the main things about prayer is we've got to go into prayer realizing that he hears us. And not only that he hears us, but he wants to do things for us. And then verse 15, if we know that he hears us. So here's John reemphasizing again, we know that he hears us when we pray. Whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions we desired of him. Now, this is what we call the prayer of faith. But, meaning if we're believing for something, but the main thing is we go to God and know that when we open our mouth and begin to pray, There, and we just read those scriptures, if we're going to humble ourselves, if we're going to pray, we're going to seek His face, we're going to turn from our wicked ways, He's going to hear us from heaven, and He's going to come and heal our land. We need that. We need that desperately tonight, okay? We don't need finger pointing. You know, the news is about this person and that person, and this is going on and that's going on. Guys, there's a bigger problem we have than just one incident or anything else, right? We've got people that we need this land to be healed. We need God to step in supernaturally and to do some things. Amen? Yeah. And it's not just one incident or one thing that happened. This has been going on for a long time. And the only thing that's going to cure it, there's no politician, no political party, no nothing. It has to be God. Step in, do something supernaturally. Because, again, we can't throw money at problems. We can't, you know, counsel people. We can't do these things. It has to be a heart change. People have got to want to change. God has got to come down and touch people's hearts. That's what we need to pray. Amen? And only God can change those things. So let's just go ahead and jump into prayer tonight. I want to pray out some things that's going on, pray some things for the church, and then just get over into the spirit realm just for a few minutes and just worship Him. Lord, we come before You tonight, Lord. We worship You, Lord. We thank You tonight, Lord, that You are bigger than any problem. We thank You, Lord, that You're bigger than any social uprising, Lord God. We thank You, You're bigger than any disease or sickness, Lord God. We thank You, God, that You're bigger. And just like the book of Psalms says, magnify the Lord. We're not making God any bigger, but we're magnifying Him in our image of Him in our mind and in our spirit realm. Tonight, Lord, we magnify You. We say, Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we are coming before You. We're humbling ourselves. We're praying tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We are humbling ourselves. We're seeking Your face, and we're turning from our wicked ways, Lord God. Lord, we come before You. Holy Spirit, we pray, just like Abraham stood in the gap for Sodom and Gomorrah. Tonight, Lord, we stand in the gap for our nation, Lord Jesus. We stand in the gap for our police officers, Lord God. Lord God, we know there are good police officers out there. We pray for the protection of our police officers tonight, Lord God. We pray for the protection of people in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Lord, tonight. There's just supernatural things going on in people's lives. God, we thank You there's supernatural protection during these, and we speak that these riots are going to stop in the name of Jesus. We declare it, Lord, tonight, in the name of Jesus, that it will die, Lord God. We thank You for it, Lord God. We thank You, Lord Jesus, that justice will prevail. But Lord, we thank You. There'll just be an outpouring of the Spirit. You know, I just seen, and the Holy Spirit's been speaking to me, there is such an attack. There is such an attack on this world through this. The devil is trying to come along and spread fear through the coronavirus. And getting everybody locked up, and then also too fear of this rioting and everything. The devil's trying to throw everything else because we're at the end. We are at the end. God is beginning to do something. See, the devil, I notice in my personal life often, the devil will come along and throw fits and try to block things and try to block blessings and good things that are happening. This is the time of triumph for the church. Amen. Like never before. Hallelujah. See, the devil is pitching a fit right before the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I am so excited about what God is going to do. Amen. Amen. In our church, in this nation, because I'm not going to let Him go. I'm not going to. God, You said right there in Your word that if we will humble ourselves and pray, that You will come and that You will heal our land. God has got amazing things to do in this church through these precious people, through more people that are going to come to this church. Not only us, but we pray for the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. We thank You, Lord, that churches are opening all over the place, that the gospel is being preached in the name of Jesus, that people will not succumb to fear. Lord God, Lord, that You are our healer. Lord Jesus, that You come. Oh, that You've healed us, delivered us from our sickness, our disease, Lord God. Lord, we walk in divine health in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We declare that the gospel is going forth in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank You that the gospel is going forth into Minneapolis. It's going into Atlanta. It's going into all the major cities, Lord God, that the people that are protesting, I declare that the crowds that are going to be celebrating Jesus are going to dwarf those crowds in the nations that are protesting, that are rioting, Lord God. I thank You that the Spirit of God is getting on people like never before. And we declare that the crooked, lying media, the deceitful liars that they are, they will be forced to talk about the goodness and the outpouring of God in the name of Jesus, that it will be proclaimed from the house in the name of Jesus that only God is good, that only Jesus is good, that only the Word of God is pure and holy. Lord God, and all of those who say, according to 1 John, they do not declare that Jesus came in the flesh and that died are a spirit of Antichrist in the name of Jesus. We declare that Jesus, the name of Jesus, will be exalted, and those who will rise up in tongues against it, if they do not repent, they will be judged like the Word says, Lord God. Lord, we declare an outpouring on this nation like never before. We declare protection over our president like never before, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, wisdom for our president, wisdom for Congress and the Senate, Lord God. Godly people going in there in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we declare it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And just like in the days of Gideon, that there is confusion in the enemy's camp, Lord God, they begin to kill each other in those days. We declare there's confusion in the enemy's camp, Lord God. Not that they're going to kill each other, but Lord God, there'll be confusion and they don't know what to do. But we declare that the righteousness and the wisdom of God will begin to reign in this nation like never before. The people, men and women of godly understanding and godly revelation, will stand up in this nation, Lord God, and declare and put to shame those who are of demonic tongue, Lord God, those who are worldly, those who will not declare and will not recognize God. Lord God, they'll be judged just like Ananias and Sapphira, Lord God. We declare, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that God, that the devil is doing radical things, that God, you are doing radical things in this nation to wake people up in the name of Jesus. We declare, Lord God, that people will repent, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to forgive us of our sins, this nation. We pray, Lord God, we intercede tonight for our nation, Lord God. We declare in the name of Jesus that you, Lord, we ask you to forgive our nation of our sins in the name of Jesus. Lord, we declare it tonight. Holy Ghost, we give you free reign of our nation. Lord, we dedicate our nation back to you tonight. Oh, on the weekend of the Pentecost, Lord God, we say they're shaking in the name of Jesus. They're shaking in the spirit realm, Lord, right now, tonight. That there are tremors from our prayer meeting, for our gatherings, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that will echo through eternity and through the spirit realm in the name of Jesus, Lord. We declare that this whole building, Lord God, that we have too many people for this building and this facility where we're here, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We declare that the healings, we declare miracles, supernatural signs and wonders in this church in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you said if we desire the gifts, that you would give it, Lord God. We declare the gifts tonight. We declare the gifts of healing, Lord God. We declare the words of wisdom, words of knowledge, Lord God. We also declare special gifts of faith, all of the gifts of the Spirit in operation in this church, Lord God. Not only from the pulpit, but Lord, in everyday life, Lord God, that we are laying hands on the sick, they are recovering, Lord God. That we have words of wisdom for people in the name of Jesus. Words of knowledge. People are coming back in the name of Jesus. Lord, I declare tonight in the name of Jesus that there are people that are around us, that are family members that have been in this church or they've been gone. Lord God, they'll come back in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We pray those people in, Lord God. We pray that your love would bring people back in, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we're going to be stronger than ever before because of the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. We declare it, Lord God. Oh, we thank you. We're going to stand on your word. We're going to stand on your promises in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you. I continue to declare and pray over all of us a hunger like never before, Lord God. A hunger for your presence, Lord God. A hunger to see, to care for the other people in the church, Lord God. A hunger to pull people into the boat from the world, Lord God. And a hunger like never before, Lord Jesus. We declare it, Lord God, tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory. We declare it, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We praise you, Lord God. Oh, we thank you, Lord.
Just causing people to see, 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 see,
see, see, see, see, see, see, see, see, see, see, see, see, see, see, see, see, see, see,
Oh, I guess she,
and
it will absolutely become
become a light in dark situation and people be drawn to the
yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. People will see the shame of this activity, Lord God, that it will be exposed for what it is, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We declare it, Lord. We declare it, Lord God. I just pray that it just keeps coming to me too, that the miracles and the things God is going to do will become mainstream news, meaning it'll be on TV in the name of Jesus like never before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we declare, rise, Lord, rise in the name of Jesus. Ministering spirits, angels, in the name of Jesus, go forth in the name of Jesus. We declare it, Lord. Lord God, we pray in your glory. We thank you there in Matthew. You said that we could pray your will on earth as is in heaven, Lord God. We pray down your glory. We pray down your will on this earth in the name of Jesus. We declare it, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that corruption in our government will be exposed in the name of Jesus. We declare it. We will declare that those people who are lying and deceiving will be exposed in the name of Jesus throughout all of our government. And God, there will be a repentance in our nation like never before, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those people who will not repent will be exposed in the name of Jesus, and there will be a fall that pride comes before a fall, the word says, and these people will see a fall in the name of Jesus. And I just keep hearing too that there's going to be a fear that's going to be struck, and there's going to be a ripple through a bunch of these ungodly people. There's going to become fear. There's going to be a fear like never before. Oh, gosh, I know. They thought they could get away with this stuff in our government, and they thought they could continue to do this garbage. And God has said, I've had enough of it, and I'm going to expose it. And we're seeing the exposure already, but it's going to be very embarrassing. Yeah. Very embarrassing. Oh, and I keep hearing, too, that the Lord is going to give the church a voice like never before. The church is going to have a voice like never before. We're going to be able to speak to things in the name of Jesus and shut the mouths of the people who are demonically influenced. There's going to be anointing, and there's going to be words of wisdom, and there's going to be the wisdom of God like never before. The wisdom of God like never before. Oh, Lord, we declare Holy Ghost and fire in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost and fire in the name of Jesus. I just kept seeing that that they're gonna have an experience, but they're gonna mess with the wrong person, and it's gonna impact them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I was listening to a guy that was years ago. I was probably in junior high when I heard this testimony. But this guy was he was a minister, and his little boy with him. And this guy was going to give this other guy a ride just to help him out. He was a minister. And this guy pulled a gun on him, was going to rob him. Well, when he pulled the trigger, it went click and it wouldn't go off. Well, this little boy, I think he was a teenager or something, wasn't really a believer or something at that time, but he was just, I don't know. But he turned around and he looked back and he saw an angel with his finger and the hammer, and he couldn't shoot it. The guy couldn't shoot it because there was an angel, had his finger in the hammer, and it wouldn't go off. And that completely changed that kid's life. Like, he became born again and everything else too. But it just shows you that God can still do things in the midst of, it seems like, horrible things, and people can be changed. And God can still, and then God doesn't cause bad things, but he can still take things, bad situations, and turn things around. And it's...
Mm. God.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. 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 And we've just been praying for an outpouring. I mean, the church in general has been just for years, and I believe we're on the verge of it. You know, I believe that we're like never before. And, you know, I really believe that things that the church has looked like in the past, we can't go that direction anymore. There's got to be, you know, not that every single thing is going to be, but what it means is just it's going to be a different mentality, a different approach. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, it just feels good to pray. Amen.
Amen.
Especially, you know, coming out of quarantine and all of those things. It just feels good to pray. Pray out the plan. Pray things. Anybody else have anything here before we... Instead of getting into some kind of a, just it's good to pray out. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Yep. Amen. Amen. Well, I'll just close in prayer. Like I said, we just want to spend a little time in prayer tonight just to pray out some things. Amen. And yeah, it might expand into more prayer, you know, or pray before we start. I don't know. We'll just kind of see how things work out. But yeah, I think it's just very important that we pray. And, you know, pray for our nation, pray for the stuff that's going on, you know. And I believe the church has lost ground in the past just because we haven't prayed. You know, we haven't taken action. We haven't done these things in the past. And, you know, Tuesday, I think, is voting, correct? This Tuesday, some primaries, so go vote. That's coming up Tuesday, so we can definitely, you know, pray and vote and, you know, do our civic duty. Amen? So we can definitely do that. So I think it's Tuesday night or Tuesday all day long. So just anytime Tuesday. So praise God. And as I, we'll just close in prayer. Father, we just thank you just for a time. And I pray, Lord, that we are being impacted by the Spirit of God and that we are searching the things of God. They're according to 2 Chronicles. We just read, Lord, that when we repent, turn from our wicked ways, seek your face. Lord God, we're seeking your face, Lord God. And it's not a joke and it's not something that we're, you know, it's just, no, we're genuinely seeking the face of God to change, to come down and to change our world. Lord God. We're desperate for your presence to come down here and to change this world, Lord God, for the better, and to help these people, Lord. Help these people who are lost, Lord. We pray right now that we're going to have some encounters in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for it.
I feel like praying right now. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That maturity comes, that they see things in the Word they
yes.
didn't see before, but also like all the little things that you're doing every day that aren't little, but sometimes we don't
yes.
perceive or put on them, people are beginning to do that. Mm-hmm. So they can make just slight course corrections
yes.
and lots of bigger things
yes.
change, and more people become impacted.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.